Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of Mo Sports TV. We are switching it up over here. We got Schemo in quarantine. We didn't want him throwing up on anybody, so, you know, we stuck him over, in the corner. But we are back nonetheless. You knew we wouldn't miss it. We got Andy B. We got Big Meech. We got Big Ed over there. Yeah. And, of course, like I said, we got Schemo on the box below.
Yo, yo, yo.
On, everybody. How we feeling, boys?
Feeling good. Can't lie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot happened this weekend. What?
I said, I'm back. Fuck the Eagles. Yeah. I didn't get to say that last time. Yeah. Get that I was so upset. Quick. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck them. We're happy we lost.
Yeah. I mean, a lot has happened in sports. I feel like a lot has happened, but then again, like, it doesn't seem like too crazy of a time in sports right now.
Nah, it's like calm right now.
It's the weakest part. Yeah.
It's real dry.
Kind of. But last year wasn't like this, though. Last year wasn't like this. It was a little more upbeat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, but post All-Star break, I mean, what did you guys think of the weekend as a whole? Because a lot, you know, went down in terms of what the fans thought. We got coaches' opinions. Obviously, Mike Malone sharing his thoughts on the All-Star game itself. What do we think? I mean, Mac McClung winning the dunk contest, Damian Lillard 3-point, Jason Tatum's your All-Star game MVP. Ed, what's your first takeaway from that?
It shouldn't be in Utah. I only think it should only be in like three places, LA, Atlanta, or New York, to be honest, personally. It's just no, like, that's a small market. So it's like,
I'd stick it in Dallas, maybe.
It didn't help at all.
If it's going to be bad, it needs to be somewhere where people care and nobody cares.
Like, yeah, they should have did that shit in Mexico or something.
That would have been tough.
They need to start.
They need a team in Mexico City, man. That's what they really need.
Start like going, like traveling. You know what I mean? I don't know how they feel about COVID and all that stuff, but like traveling would kind of, you know, open up more looks, get more fans, more appreciation to the other countries that watch the NBA and shit, you know?
Yeah, no, I dig it. Jake, Joel, what's happening, guys? Deb, what's going on, baby? How we
doing? Deb?
Very, very mid.
Very mid.
It's been mid for the last couple years, though. So.
Very much. It has, but we're getting, I don't know if you saw the headlines. Did Mac McClung save the dunk contest?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yes, he did. Because without him, bro, when was there an actual good, exciting
6 years
dunk contest?
It wasn't exciting.
He was the only one.
He's the only dude.
He made it hot.
But if you knew who he was, you already knew that's what he was going to do.
I knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, like, I knew what was going to happen. Yes,
absolutely.
Jericho Sims, though.
Oh, man.
The Knicks had a rough All-Star weekend. It wasn't a good look for boys in blue.
I mean, you got, like, Jericho Sims is a big man. And when do we ever, aside from Dwight Howard, when have big men thrived in the dunk contest?
I mean, didn't you have the other big man last year?
Obi Toppin's a power forward, but, like, I mean, like a center.
Center, nobody.
But he didn't have no creativity at all.
That's the problem. Jericho Sims can jump out of the gym, but he can't spin in the air. He can't do all that. He can't put the ball between his legs and all that goofy shit. He's fucking 7'3". He don't got no fucking flexibility like that.
The crazy thing is, those were all first attempts.
He's been doing.
It wasn't shocking. Like,
I seen the one that he had in the tuck with the no look.
Yeah,
backwards dunk. Mm. That shit would have been nuts.
Well, nah, his first dunk was the craziest dunk to me. He touched the backboard before dunking.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was over two people too.
I mean, I get Jericho Sims slander. I understand it. Unfortunately, he got his head above the rim, which is nuts. But that can't be it. That can't be your dunk contest. You know? Like, everybody jumps high, bro. Like, everybody here.
It's more creativity. That's what it is. What can you be creative that we haven't seen? What can you do? I think, like, I'll take it out of, like, a reach. Like, do some shit like the NBA Live and shit. You know what I mean?
Nah, they just need to...
Like start throwing the shit off of props. And, like, more props and shit. You know what I mean?
I think...
Off a
trampoline. I think since none of the, like, the superstars...
Which is corny. That.
That's
it's,
corny.
So, yeah, what...
I think they should just put the professional dunkers in dunk contest now.
I was going to say, you could change the dunk contest without changing the dunk contest kind of qualifications at all. Just bring in the star.
Come on, bro.
No. They're never getting superstars to do the dunk.
They're wasting. They wasting all of their dunk doing these windmills and all that. They doing it during the game. You can't give us a solid 30 minutes of just doing some shit?
Yeah, I think they should, but
honestly, they should not even have the NBA players do the dunk contest anymore. Let the best dunkers in the world compete with each other in the dunk contest. I think they should
take a college guy up.
That'd be dope. I would like to see like those dunkers on like
the best dunkers. You know what I'm talking about? The ones that be on viral clips.
You're talking about that Gary Payton was doing and all of that.
Mac McClung is one of those guys. You know what I'm saying? Literally, the Philly owner bought him a 10-day contract just so he can compete in the dunk contest. That's what the NBA did. It was a great, smart move. But
I know Tristan Jass was at home just pissed off that Mac McClung is just a better him. You know, like that's just another guy on social media that is trying to be that same white guy can't jump type vibe, and he just like only does layups.
He's like 5'8".
Yeah,
I mean, Mac
is 5'11", man.
Mac got his like props. Like already, I mean, I think he's been solidified for a little bit now. Even though he's been in the G League, like just being a good basketball player,
he's known.
You know,
he went to two. I mean, he went to
no. I'm just saying, like people know him well enough to know, like you know, he's pretty like good. You know, he's not ass.
Yeah. Nobody had low expectations.
Yeah, I think I knew,
and he's still. I mean, he wound
up the most polished,
soaring.
I think they should just bring back, if so, like the bunkers that have won if they want to like do it again. I think that'd be good
too. I just think every year they ask LeBron and he gives them the same answer. And like, LeBron was never going to, you're never going to pay LeBron enough to do it. Like,
we get to hear John Morant.
We didn't even get to see that.
John Morant, I can't believe he answered that. He's such a,
I can't stand John Morant. I really,
he was like, you'll never get me to do the dunk contest.
He literally said it in a way like before she even finished the question, like, even just mentioned dunk contest as the first two words and he cut off the sentence. He was like, y'all,
he said it as if he's above it. He's not above it.
No, he's not.
Like,
he's
there's players that are above doing it. They don't have to do it to make anything into their career. But, like, that would help John Morant be even more popular. Like,
I don't know. I mean, and I may make a good point here. Paul George and Blake Griffin might have been the last stars to compete. And even then, they weren't stars, you know, quite yet. There you go. We want to see Andy's beautiful face right there. But, yeah, and Double R says they said play for a signature shoe deal. You know, have Nike sponsor.
Everybody has one anyway.
Because they're dunking?
I don't know. Everyone are
come on, Double R.
Like, I don't know. We got to make this better some way. We can't just have this All-Star game die out. Or the
listen, man, I've been saying this for years. They need to do one-on-ones.
Tough.
That would be cool.
One tournament with $1 million prize at the end. Whoever wins gets a milli. And I bet you they'll play hard. I bet you they will. They'll play their little hearts out. Honestly, dunk contest. That's another easy way to get the guys going again is have incentives for the All-Star game, $1 million cash prize split between the team. Winner of the 1v1 contest, $500,000. The winner of the 3-point contest, the winner of the dunk contest,
$50,000,
whatever.
That's what he got.
That's what he
more than he's made.
And that's more than he's made in his NBA career thus far.
Well, it was like 106.
Something about.
I bet you they'll try again then.
Yeah. I mean, I don't,
stop
I don't
cheaping know. Out NBA.
Yeah, that as well. It's just there's no star power to it. You know, we have guys that are just young and up and coming. Like Paul George and Blake Griffin both did it, but they both did it when they were so young to where nobody, there was no like magnitude of it. You know,
we looked forward to it though. If you look back when we were young and we were watching the dunk contest, we looked forward to those names that were dunking. Amari Stoudemire and
Richard Jefferson?
Yeah.
I thought you were giving him a look like you said Amari
Stoudemire. Nah, I'm just saying, like, those dunkers like, you know what I mean? We were ready for that. We knew what we was going to get. Now, I don't even know who the hell be dunking. Nah. Like, I don't know none of these players.
Who was the other? It was Kenyon Martin.
Yeah. I honestly think
people knew him.
I keep saying this. I'm just saying every year at the All-Star game, Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon ruined the dunk contest.
Why?
Because they did it so well.
Yeah. Yes, that was ridiculous. That's what we want to see. Bro,
what they were doing is just
that's
like, yo,
tough
like,
shit. We have never seen that. Exactly.
So Vince Carter ruined it too, and Michael Jordan ruined it before that.
More you do it, it's going to be.
Bro, look at all of the dunk contests, even if we're starting with Michael Jordan versus Dominique Wilkins, because that's where, if you're talking about ruining something, that was
probably. All right, somebody has to be more creative than Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine.
I believe
that's what it is.
I think they just don't want to do it. That's all it is. I believe John Morant can do that shit. That
John Morant would win it. John Morant would most likely win it, but he doesn't. They don't want to take the time.
We just get these mediocre ass basketball dunkers that don't put no creativity within like a week or however long they
got. And everybody was saying like Mac McGlung winning it, is it going to push players to do it? No. They don't care that Mac McGlung won. They don't give a crap.
Say he's G League.
It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if a G League guy wins it, a college guy wins it, a high school guy. They don't care. Like, the big stars really don't care about All-Star Weekend. You heard what Luka said. They asked him, what are you looking forward to most? And he was like, Monday, my vacation. Yeah, I'll go to Mexico. That's what he was looking for.
Partially because it's in Salt Lake City.
They don't care.
Yeah, it's in Salt Lake, Utah. Like, what else are you going to go do?
Stinky. What a shitty... It was a bloody place.
Yeah, I mean, I think even expand it potentially to cities, like we were saying with Mexico City, cities that don't have a basketball.
Is it in Golden State? I think they were the favorites next year. That's not a terrible place to have it.
San Francisco.
San Fran is a good place to have it.
Anywhere in California, I was even going to say, like, small markets shouldn't get it, but then I thought, like, Sacramento is still a solid place to have it, you know? So, I don't know. I don't know. So the 3-point contest, Damian Lillard, he finally wins something. So congratulations to Dame. something on his resume.
Sucks, man. He has so much talent.
I don't want to hear that talent shit. He took the money.
Sucks, man.
Does have talent. He's still putting up 50 balls.
Somebody got to be loyal out here, bro. And it sucks, but somebody got to be loyal to their team. Somebody, you know what it is? People trying to be Kobe.
Giannis did it.
Yeah, but the difference between
he stayed, but he has Kobe a good, was with good like, he got a good, he got good people. Giannis got good people around him. Go on, let's
be real. They built Chris Middleton was with him. You know, the only guys that they went out and got to make a difference were Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez. But other than that, I mean, that's Giannis's team that he's brought with them. I mean, I think that championship is so significant in the NBA just because there was no super team around Giannis. I think that stigma
Damian Lillard's been loyal to a fault because they've never even tried. They've never built around him. And
I'm not applauding him anymore. They gave him mellow at 36.
He had CJ McCollum, but like, what's that going to do? What was that ever going to do?
They needed a solid, big. Like, for real.
They had
needed Kevin Love when he was a lot better. Yeah. That's when he's from Oregon. They needed a four.
What about
they had a perfect chance to get him?
Yeah,
and that's when he was having all the hard problems.
Yeah, I was gonna say he was having problems.
I think that was toward the end of his Portland.
Absolutely.
But he was still a little faded when he went. He wasn't playing his best.
I mean, so do we fault Damian Lillard? Is like, can he do anything aside from taking less money to build a better team?
Over for him. He's not taking less money.
He's not getting a ring.
I will keep that. Listen, I'll keep that bag and just play this contract out and then see my options after that.
It's over.
He's just got to keep dropping 30. Again,
that's his only option, the only thing he has, the only way to fade away threes and shit.
Like, that's all we're going to get from Dame. I'm sorry, it just sucks when you think that an organization has your back and has your best interest and gives you the bag, but don't give a shit about what you're bringing to the table. Honestly, that's what it looks like.
Says Prime Batum was also a Blazer, but like, how good was Nick Batum?
Come on, stop.
I mean,
you're naming all of these.
He was okay, but he wasn't bad. But like, man, he got paid, but like, he was never like, we're talking about the minimal amount of effort Portland put in. Like, I mean, they put in the minimal.
Nick Batum is like one of those guys. He's not even on the level of like Rudy Gay. You know what I mean?
Like, Rudy Gay was a guy that never quite popped and
became a superstar. Nick Batum is not even of that caliber.
What is he doing on the Clippers?
He's just a 3-and-D guy.
Exactly.
That's it.
He's a 3-and-D guy wherever he was at.
I know, but what is he
doing? He was a little better in Portland.
He's doing better on the Clippers.
He was nice on the Clippers, low-key.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, the Clippers before, though.
But he's been a role player. That's the thing. Like, even then, I don't know how significant he was, you know, in his contributions of being a superstar player. But
He's not a super. He's never been a superstar, in my opinion.
Yeah. But let's talk about moving on from Dame. Jason Tatum, congrats, Andy. He wins the MVP of the All-Star game. The only significance, I guess,
I think it's cool for him to win that award because of, obviously, everybody's made a joke of it. I do think Kobe, it means a lot to him. But no, I'm more excited at the fact the last six finals MVPs have been All-Star MVPs as well.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal.
I mean, I guess.
I think it means something. I think obviously, if there's anything, we already knew he was one of the.
What did he do? What did he do that was like? I didn't watch. Oh, watch
he got a 50 ball. That's what he did. 55.
He broke the record for 55. Most points. He broke the record for most points. But like I said, it just kind of solidifies him in what we kind of already we already knew he was one of the best players in the league. Now,
yeah,
I mean, it's it's not a huge. That
shit ain't it, bro. Sorry.
He did it.
I tried to let you get it all.
Nah. I ain't giving you that one, Andrew.
Steph Curry had 16 threes in the, in two.
I think people. I mean, not that he isn't getting his respect. He is, but. I think it's a little bit of another notch. It's not a huge deal. Like I said, the game's pointless, but I think it's cool for him to get that. I thought the one-on-one with Jaylen Brown, I did see that clip. That was pretty funny, but like I said, it's a pointless game, but I did think it means something to him because of the Kobe thing. And look, you always want to see your favorite player. I mean, if Jericho Sims had won the dunk contest, you guys would have been like, well, this is cool for our team. I think it's cool for Jason Tatum. It's pointless, but it's cool.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll give you that.
Just some recognition, I guess.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But all right. So aside from a garbage overall All-Star weekend, there are some new moves. The Heat acquire Kevin Love in a buyout from the Cavaliers.
Massive.
Does that? Yeah, absolutely. Earthquake, you know, of a deal right there. Does that make them any better? Like, do we look at the Heat and we're like, oh, they could win a playoff round because
they're
of
the
that?
Same plateau.
It doesn't move the needle for me. Yeah. What are they in the seventh spot right now? I think that's where they'll finish in the seventh spot.
I mean, says where would we rank Tatum among current players? Is he top five? I think he's got
better
be,
than Luka.
He's got to be five.
He's better than Luka.
He's got to be top five.
Number one is Giannis. Is that unanimous between all of us?
Yeah, yeah, that's the best for player. For me. It's okay, Giannis, Tatum, Jokic, and Luka.
I got Giannis, Jokic, Tatum.
I think.
Remember when motherfuckers was talking crazy to me when I said Tatum could be the top player in the league? Remember that shit? I know y'all remember that shit.
Congrats.
I'm just checking in real quick from South Toms River. You know
I don't. Yeah, I guess. Like I get, but Steph Curry's hurt, so like I don't. You know what I mean? Like,
nah, he's not. Steph Curry's not better than Tatum right now. That's not even recent bias at all. So we can't.
I feel like I haven't seen enough Steph yet. Or
I mean, he just beat Tatum in the finals.
I'm saying this season. I haven't seen much of Steph.
Like it's fair to say that for right now.
I see Jason Tatum bugging more than Steph right now. This season, right now.
Expectations are higher.
Exactly.
When Steph is hurt, he's cooked. When he's hurt, I've learned to cope.
His shoulder,
that's his off season.
It's always hurt, something, bro. Man. You know, and
bro, the Warriors is not hurt, bro. They waited until just like last year. That's what they did last year.
If they really do this shit again and turn up like they're towards that end of the season. And go into the
you don't want them to be the
you
same.
Don't want
I go to the finals say, again.
I just don't think they'd be the same. I think I've said it.
Bro,
every time
the
on
Warriors
our show,
in the playoffs are a whole.
You're right,
different.
But I still think the Celtics did have them up against the wall to go up 3-1 and just blew it.
I just don't think y'all have that power to get over that hump with Steph Curry in the playoffs. He's a different character.
I mean, it's not like that finals was a complete blowout.
It wasn't.
Like,
it wasn't.
And now that
they just look like you got like, outworked.
And that was with Tatum playing probably the worst basketball we've ever seen. I doubt if he went to a finals again, and I think he will.
He played crazy that whole playoff.
He got outworked.
No, he did. He had a great series against the Bucks. The series he was terrible.
No, Chris Middleton. I don't know. We'll see. This season's going to be a telltale.
Chris Middleton's
really...
the reason you're not making the finals. Then. You didn't deserve it.
I mean, Chris Middleton's a superstar. Like,
Chris
is
Middleton
he?
Is a – he gets to the
– Chris Middleton is not a superstar.
He's a really good player.
He's an all-star.
The name superstar.
All-star, yes. All right. Superstar, no.
He's
above average.
Chris Middleton isn't, you know, ringing bells with everybody in terms of superstar magnitude.
He's missed most of the last two.
In his playoff, you know, career, he's been electric. He's a bucket.
That man gets a bucket.
He's great, yeah, but he's not a superstar, though.
Yeah, I think he was a star and like wrong with that word. He's an all-star.
But he's enough to get it done with Giannis.
But the thing is, we see all-stars that don't perform in the playoffs, like Paul George. You know what I mean? So he's above, I feel like.
Nah, that kind of went out the window last year.
What, PG?
Yeah. That's your one. He left them to the where did he go to the Western Conference?
All right. I guess we'll talk about it now then. The Clippers, they went and got Russell Westbrook. Does that affect this?
We check in with the John Wall fan over there with the beige hoodie.
Yeah, what about him? Thoughts
on John Wall?
And what?
I still think Reggie Jackson is better than John Wall.
That's the pivot. That was his.
Who
pivot.
Said that?
That was.
It doesn't
pivot.
Matter. Neither of them are.
Yeah. So what are we talking about?
One of these guys is on a roster.
No.
Reggie Jackson. You think he's
Reggie
better?
Jackson's on a roster playing ball?
He is.
Nobody. I just don't think people right can. Now. I don't think GMs can tolerate John Wall.
Niggas are talking about 25-7.
You're
talking about 2017-27 this season.
I don't give a shit. I am not picking no Reggie Jackson. Reggie I'm sorry. Jackson you're bugging. Over. Don't ever disrespect John Wall like that.
John Wall ass, bro. He fucking washed, bro.
We're still thinking bro, we about don't even give there. John Wall a chance. Like, that's what it is.
He has multiple chances.
He just gets hurt.
He's cooked, bro.
I just don't know. They keep bringing him back to the Rockets, bro. Who the fuck on the play? Bro, I would sit out too.
When you're ass, that's where you get set.
Didn't the Rockets already buy him out?
Yeah, he's not on a
roster.
Yeah,
he's not on a team. He hasn't picked up yet. I think he.
But what
that boy's going to Shanghai. Going to.
Bro,
he's going to Shanghai. He's going to Taiwan.
Get set right back, and then like it's just corny.
Well, Andy, we talked about this yesterday. What contending teams need a point guard? That's kind of the.
No,
only
you're not wrong. Man. I think Chicago got Pat Bev, but they also lost Lonzo. They know he's not coming back now.
Like, Marbury and John Wall is going to make a great backcourt.
It might. It really might. And honestly, Patrick Beverley is head and shoulders above John Wall.
Oh, 100%. So but like sad. That they have a point guard need still.
Is he not? He's on a roster. And he's contributing.
He's on a roster.
John Wall can't make a roster.
You guys are fucking smoking crack.
So, I haven't seen really John Wall play basketball.
I understand that. But bro, I don't know. I don't think he's been able to get like a solid chance.
I don't agree with that.
I'm not.
Houston's not a solid chance. Like he said,
he hasn't
on that
got
podcast.
A solid. Yo, bro, even with the
bro, they benched him. They benched him. They was taken.
Oh, you, yeah, 100%. The Rockets, they were taken. They didn't give him a good shot.
He had an opportunity to be the point guard of the Clippers this year, and he
bro,
was cooked.
Bro,
great opportunity.
James Harden got to the Rockets and didn't even want to fucking practice.
That doesn't. That has nothing to do with the fact that you were so bad that they brought in Russell Westbrook to see if he could be any better, bro.
And even was worse. And even that was even worse.
They're both equal. They're mid versus mid. We had the clip. I mean, they're literally.
I'm just saying, bro. I feel like they went through. I'm just saying. I wanted to see a solid, actual give the guy a chance. I didn't see that.
They went through. You didn't believe the most.
So he wasn't. So he wasn't playing. He wasn't
going to get again in his career.
Oh. That's why he's not on a team.
Oh.
Was John Wall playing good when he was on the Clippers?
He was barely getting any burn. No.
He was on the starting point guard.
For the Clippers. And then he got – and then his paper
I got for like how many games?
For the first month and a half. And then he gets hurt. And then he comes back and he's even worse again.
So Reggie Jackson is better than John Wall.
He is.
Right. Yeah. They had similar career paths. Yeah. I feel like Kemba got more chances than him too, though. And
another one.
Kemba plays games.
Another one.
Kemba does not play games.
Yes, he does.
How many games did he play for the Knicks?
He played a lot more than John Wall has played over the last three games. But I'm not even trying to defend Kemba. But Kemba actually plays and he's healthy most of the time.
That's why
he got burned. Now, Wall is hurt all the time.
Wall can't stay on the floor. And Dev
can't do a back to back. Can't do none of that shit.
Yeah.
What happened?
Dev says Russ is a leading candidate for sixth man of the year, and we can hate him all we want.
Bro, he's a fanboy for Russ. I don't care what those stuff.
Kemba played there.
Leading candidate for an award.
Him and John Bear going to die on that hill for Russ. It's terrible.
This is the thing. We need to stop living in pre-COVID eras of John Wall, of Russell Westbrook. Like, these guys of Kevin Love, even in some instances.
I dare you to say Kyrie.
I mean,
Kyrie's still a talent.
He still has way more to give to a team. These guys really aren't contributing even on something close to that level. I mean, these are
Kevin Love had a couple 20 and 10 games this year.
But me and Andy talked about it. Like, he has – that's all you're going off of is his ability to somewhat maybe explode at one point or another. But other than that, he's really not doing much.
You said – all right, so
John Wall
so
started
John
three
Wall
games
played,
this year.
John Wall played 35, 34 games, and he averaged like almost 12 points.
That's not 20-7 now, is it? That's what I heard he was going to average this year. That's, I mean, I don't know. You're bringing 12 points with no defense, and you're getting hurt.
What is Pat Bev bringing?
He's defense. On the floor.
Defense,
he's
bringing that's
you
it.
Defense
that's
night
he's
in and night out.
He's not bringing you defense.
Pat Bev isn't bringing you solid.
What is he
defense.
Doing?
Pat Bev's defense.
He's bringing you energy. He's bringing you. He's,
bro,
he's bringing you a pesky defender.
No, y'all living off Pat Bev's one all defensive team. That's it. That's all y'all living off.
No, I'm not like, even completely defense. He's also, and I will say this, he's a really good energy guy. Bro. Like,
there's no way, bro. He's definitely got to be getting back, bro. He gets 6.5 points. Pat Bev, 6.5 points.
He's never hurt, and he's on the floor. He's giving you defense.
These are the most trash fucking stats I've ever seen.
So we're going off. We're judging players entirely by their points.
Not even that. Just
nasty.
Not even that, bro. Defense.
I never seen people stick up for Pat.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I'm not.
Defense does win the games, but bro, you're just bringing 6 points in defense. That's
the team he wound up on. He's going to the Bulls. They're not going to go in for it. Like,
no, they're at.
They just needed a point guard. They chose Pat Bev over John Wall.
Whole season now.
So, why would you take John Wall? He's fucking hurt. Like, what would make you want to take John Wall right now on your roster? Like, honestly, if you're
who would you rather have? The guy that you can put in and he's going to blow up your locker room, or a guy who's going to maybe help your younger guys down the road? And that's what Pat Bev is.
Yeah.
And John Wall is going to help
him with defense. That's a locker room guy now?
He's going to help him with defense.
He's better than John Wall. Bro. I mean, John Wall's gone on like multiple podcasts in the past 3 weeks and talked shit about every team he's ever played for. Like,
yeah, and about
has
the
a podcast and talks
because
great
every
about every team
he's
ever
been
played
on has been trash.
We're really gonna take that route. Like, John Wall's just a good guy in all these scenarios. Like, come
it's
on,
not, bro.
Bro.
I said
he carried the Wizards for
said,
years.
I just
we're
said,
living in 2015,
bro.
So
I
he
just
can get
said
a roster spot because he carried the Wizards. In
no, I'm not saying that, but you're talking about like John Wall. John Wall been to scrub all his fucking. Whole career.
He was one of the best point guards in the
league. All of a sudden, that we're debating if Pat Bev is better than John Wall.
He is.
He is right now. Yeah. I mean, that's the
who like, is contributing Pat, more to a
six
team
years
right
ago.
Now,
six years ago, you could laugh us off out of this room. But like right now, I'd either say they're even or Pat Bev's better.
Yeah,
and he provides way more value right now.
Yeah,
to a locker room, to a team that isn't going anywhere anyway.
Bro, y'all seen him turn up on the Timberwolves, and y'all just giving him just the ultimate. It's crazy because Pat Bev is only averaged the highest 12 fucking points.
But this is the point. What does every Timberwolves player say? They loved playing with Pat Bev. Who was the last person that said I love playing?
So
with
he's a locker room guy.
Yeah, he's a better locker room guy than John Wall. Like that's
I love it, bro.
That's
I love
it.
It. I love
more
it.
Of a contribution than John Wall and his bubblegum knees are giving you. I mean, like, what are we living off of? What is John Wall bringing to anybody right now? Nothing.
There's no teams that need a point guard.
You sign John Wall. What are you getting out of him right now?
You're getting the 12 points and a bad locker room.
If you sign Pat Bev, what are you getting out of him? 6 points?
6 points.
And defense. And good defense.
You're getting a guy who's
in
the locker room.
In the locker room, guy.
When was the last time y'all seen Pat Bev strap somebody?
Straight up.
No, he's a role player. Like, what? I don't know what
you're not.
So now I'm putting Pat Bev on your best guy? No, obviously not.
What you mean I put Pat Bev on your best guy?
No, why would he's a remember point guard, what, no, first of all.
You remember what happened when he guarded KD, right?
You know what I say? Well, you know what happened when he guarded KD.
So I said we're not putting him on every guy.
No, he's not. Nothing, he's not. Bro. Nobody's saying John Wall plays better defense.
Bro, we're not talking about
we're
defense.
Saying you're going off a locker room in a somewhat good defensive player.
John
Wall's
12 points per game is not bringing more to the table than
6 points
Beverly.
Is, though. Right?
That's bringing him that the ability to be on the floor is worth more than John Wall's 12 points and bubblegum knees.
You also have to look at what they're like. What were you supposed to provide to your team? Like, John Wall was supposed to be what, the third best scorer on the Clippers, if not the fourth.
Yeah,
Pat Bev's the fifth best scorer on any team he's on.
Yeah,
right. Like,
bro,
on any team, he's the fifth. His role
fifth?
Is not.
He doesn't even start. How's he the fifth best scorer on the team?
I mean,
bro, the motherfuckers on the bench scoring more than him.
Okay. But that's because their role might
John
be
Wall's
a
not even on the floor. Like, John
bro,
Wall isn't even touching the
point
floor.
Guard and be on the floor scoring fucking 6 points a game and strapping
yes,
people
you can
up.
Because you're a point
you
guard that's
the
supposed
rest
to distribute.
Clearly, Patrick
he
Beverly
what,
is the
what
man.
Is his assist?
I mean,
what
he's is, going. He's going
he's
on.
Not, he's not an offensive
he's
guy.
The fifth best. The fifth scorer in that lineup.
This is insanity. And I mean, the 20-7 talk was apparently what John Wall was going to average with the Clippers this year. That's what John had told us over the summer, is that he was going to be contributing on a near all-star level. Because
we don't think somebody's better than Reggie. Like, he's better than Reggie Jackson.
Bro, he had
Reggie Jackson averages 11 and 3, but we're gassing
that. So we're supposed to believe that the one guy out of the three of Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson's averaging 11 and 3.
Okay, and John Wall is on unemployment right now. In comparison to the other two, who are both contributing,
you're moving the goalpost.
John Wall ain't getting shit right
now. John Wall's got to play in Shanghai. Yeah, seriously.
It's basically Reggie Jackson and his stats are basically the same.
So what are we talking about?
One's out of roster.
Who plays more? Now, cool.
Right now, what's the name? Was scoring more than Reggie Jackson?
Hey, but he's
on how many games?
That's all I'm saying.
John Wall started three games.
Which one of those two are going to?
John Wall played 12 games.
He played 34 games, and Reggie Jackson played 52.
There's your reason right there. I'll take, the half a point differential to have a guy on the floor.
20 more games.
I mean, geez.
Fair enough.
20 more games, and he still didn't average at least one more point.
And Reggie Jackson plays decent defense, too.
He does.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't know what defense is anymore with y'all, so y'all got it.
Apparently, John Wall is contributing to some team that we're yet to know about.
Like I said, him and Stephon Marbury are going to be great teammates.
They will.
Hey, hopefully they.
Dwight Howard out.
He don't got to go that way.
And then Dwight Howard are going
to
look.
Dwight Howard, he wants to go to Taiwan, maybe. Maybe he'll go over and check out. Victor,
he's got enough money where he don't have to do shit.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have to. Pay if he wants.
He took that bag from.
Did Kemba go overseas?
I'm not.
Nah, he's in the G League. Kemba's in the G League. So.
I look at the current free agents that are left after this whole buyout scenario, and honestly, I don't think John Wall gets signed. Like, there's Serge Ibaka is out there. Will Barton. Stanley
I like the
Johnson.
Will Barton one.
Will Barton
for somebody for a contender. I like that.
Wayne Ellington, I think, as well. Wayne Ellington, a 3-and-D guy. Yeah. A 3-and-D guy. He could definitely.
You stash somebody. Him on your bench if you need him.
I like absolutely. That. Tyler Johnson. I don't think he's. I don't.
He still plays basketball.
He might. I don't know.
Is he still on that contract that he got that year?
Yeah, he might. That thing lasted he's living forever. Good. That's another Pat Riley deal that, blew up in his face. Hassan Whiteside is a free agent. I don't know if any team needs a big man. Maybe the Mavs. He might be cooked for sure, but
he don't really do shit.
And Michael Carter Williams, but he's
I don't know why that was listed. That was that was Woj got a call from his agent.
Well, I didn't even mention the fact that this has LaMarcus Aldridge on the list too. So
Nobody's adding.
Nobody. Yeah,
no, I like the Will Barton for somebody who's for a contender. I don't know what that's.
Blake Griffin has a job. LaMarcus.
Blake Griffin's been playing well.
About good locker room guys. That's Blake Griffin.
That's what I mean too. Is like Blake Griffin is a good enough locker room guy to where even if he's averaging 8 points a game and not awesome defense, he's still gonna find a job.
Blake Griffin's been helping Rob Williams a lot this year, and Grant Williams, who probably won't be a Celtic much longer.
And I think if John Wall took the role of being a leader on any team that have a job right now.
I think his reputation's preceding him right now. Yeah, that's the unfortunate.
He's got an ego. The GMs don't trust him. You know what I mean?
I mean, I wouldn't. He just went up, like Andy said.
I listened to that whole thing, and he just, it was about the Rocket. No, he was 100% right. Exactly. Not wrong at all.
Exactly.
But you got to be able to contain yourself.
Yeah, you can't say that. You can't say that and then look for a job.
Yeah.
It sucks when you're frustrated for a long time, bro.
I don't fault him for being frustrated, but. There's been a lot of players that have been able to hold it in, and they still have jobs. What happened to Blake Griffin's a perfect example.
With
the Clippers screwed him over. They had a retirement ceremony for him to sign his extension and traded him that same year. Like, he had every right to go out and say I hate this team. This team's ridiculous. He hasn't. He's never talked a bad word about the Clippers or the Pistons for that matter, and he still has a job because of that.
Mm. All right, so let's talk about it since we're going into the second half after the All-Star break. Now, who are a couple teams in the East that we think are really, the teams to beat? Now, I think it's a two-team race, honestly, between the Celtics and Bucks. And I look at everybody else, Sixers, Cavs, Nets, Knicks, Heat, Hawks, kind of in this same group of anybody could come out of that.
I'll put it in tiers for you in the East. Obviously, Celtics, Bucks up top, and then you have Sixers, Cavs, Knicks as a tier.
Yeah, I think you guys.
And then Heat,
Brooklyn,
and Hawks are
Hawks in the next tier.
Nah, I think the Knicks are in a tier by themselves. Because the Sixers and Cavs, well, I can't say
the Knicks can beat the Cavs in seven games, in my opinion.
I don't know if we could beat the Cavs. I know we could beat the Sixers.
I know Doc Rivers.
I think we could beat the Sixers in seven. I mean, we could. It would be a good fight.
I think no matter what, the Eastern Conference Finals is kind of sad. We said that kind of last year too, but it didn't come out.
Sixers are a problem. I mean, Doc Rivers is a problem. I don't know if necessarily the Sixers are. They
are we going to get a good fucking James Harden in the playoffs?
They get a good James Harden.
This has been the best he's actually looked in.
This is the best he's been in a while.
Depends on the matchups too. I think in the first round, how easily a team has it.
I think one of those teams in the second tier that I named can actually maybe even upset the Bucks in the second round.
They can. It depends on Middleton.
If they don't have Middleton.
Yeah, no. Middleton's health is such a big concern. Yeah. It's been like, 2 years now that it's been like this? I mean, since he's been in the finals, he really hasn't looked fully 100%. So I get that kind of speculation. But Boston is definitely head and shoulders above everybody else.
I got the Celtics over everybody, though.
I think it's the Celtics to lose. They have to really choke to lose this.
And I don't think they're done adding. I think they will add one of those veterans. I think there's an open roster spot. They might add a veteran to just stash on the bench. Like, there's not a necessity, Surge. But...
That'd be a good pickup.
And then you look at the play-in Surge tournament.
Bob. Wouldn't hate that.
You look at the I like play-in the right now. Oh, yeah. I get that. The Hawks sitting at 8 right now. The Wizards at 9. Raptors at 10. Raptors are really disappointing me this season. I'm not
going to lie. They don't have that go-to guy,
which is really the problem. Everybody's
Ibaka would be that guy.
You mean Pascal Siakam?
I was going to say.
No, I said Ibaka, my bad. Siakam.
Wait a minute.
No, yeah, you would think by contract and by...
Nah, he just finessed the bag.
He hasn't taken that step up since he got that contract. Since that ball,
ski mask Hall of Fame.
That could be up.
Nah, Siakam's been rocking though. He's been rocking.
Yeah, he's a good player. Nah, Siakam.
He's getting buckets.
Yeah, he got the All Star nod, right? He snuck his way in there.
Thank you.
He's good.
Yeah, I think he was the first one of the first reserves that what's his face? To be honest,
he's averaging like 23-24 a game. So.
So I mean, and then I look like the Wizards. What they're not making much noise. You know, like they don't have a go-to guy.
I think they're a sleeper team. Yeah. The Wizards.
He can fucking lock in real quick. Maybe they can get out to play.
I mean, Kuz doing his thing, man. It's kind of like he's there by himself. Where the fuck is Bradley Beal? Or like
he's still getting his 20. So like a quiet 20. It's not like
quiet as hell.
He hasn't been quiet. He hasn't hit it like a 50 quiet. Ball.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yo, Bradley Beal last year was bugging out of his mind.
Yeah,
and like ever since like that injury, like it's just like real silent.
I honestly think Nets are a team that can upset somebody. You know,
now I actually
in a play-in environment.
Yeah, because I don't think they're gonna stay the 5 seed right now.
I think they're obviously gonna fall, but
I think no team like I don't think the Hawks want to see them or the Heat in a play-in type of scenario because
I think the Hawks would beat them.
They did just beat the Heat, and the Hawks just fired Nate McMillan.
They're gonna play street ball the rest of the year. They're gonna give the ball to Trae Young and just do whatever you want to do.
Oh, you mean the Hawks? I mean,
if they had a coach, they'd be good.
The Hawks.
They just fired Nate McMillan today, by the way.
I think they'll get to do that. I don't know who wouldn't want to coach that.
I mean,
they fired their coach today.
They have a solid lineup if they just get a good
They can't figure it out, though. That's the thing. They can't figure out how to keep one rock between DeJounte Murray and Trae Young. And then all of a sudden, John Collins walks in the room like, I want my touches. And it's like, bro, what are we? Hello?
Problem with DeJounte Murray, the only way he's going to be super effective on the offense is he's the one bringing the ball.
Primary ball handler, absolutely.
He has to be the primary ball handler, not Trae Young. And that's all, like when he was on the Spurs, he was getting triple doubles out the ass, right?
Yep.
And now he's on the Hawks. He's not the primary ball guy, and the whole offense is funky because of it.
This is the second coach that Trae Young has gone through and had issues with. So that's all I'm going to say.
Who was the first guy that they had?
They had a
coach like before McMillan. I can't remember the name.
But he ran him out the gym as well.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Not that McMillan was the greatest hire in the world. I mean, he failed in Indiana.
He was the intern for this guy, right?
Yeah.
And he turned it up, and that's when they beat the Knicks.
Yeah. And then they added
round. They went to the conference finals.
Yeah, they've never had a great hire. Those are too young. I mean,
they just got hot, and he he cashed out because of it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, he just got a little camera shift. Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to get Ed in the cut real quick. But all right, so let's talk about Out West real quick. Yeah, all right. Let's talk about Out West, because the Nuggets right now sitting at 41-18. I mean, man, are they the team to beat right now? Because no.
I think Jokic is, I swear, if Jokic was MVP and does same shit he did last year in the playoffs, then
he didn't have his guys last year.
He didn't have Jamal Murray, right?
He didn't have Jamal Murray. He didn't have Michael Porter Jr. He didn't have his guys. He has his guys now, and look how good they are. And I think the only team that's on the same team.
He had his guys the first year, too, when they went, remember?
Yeah. Didn't have Michael Porter Jr., though. He just had Jamal Murray in the bubble.
Whoa, we're getting Nuggets unproven in the playoffs now. Jamal Murray is a certified playoff.
But that's a fact. Whoever said it, that's a fact.
Is Jamal Murray not proven in the playoffs?
I would say
he was getting 50 balls in the bubble. I remember that.
Smiling in the bubble.
He was tweaking in the bubble.
They just need to
stay healthy. To be fair about saying the bubble, like, you can't have an opinion on one guy because of the bubble and then not on the other.
That's the last time they were fully healthy in the playoffs. That's all.
You can't put a mask over the bubble for some guys and not others.
Well,
you have to have one opinion on the bubble. Does it count or does it not count?
Well, here's my thoughts on that. LeBron's ring is fake, but that was a good performance by Jamal Murray. So
that's what I mean. Like,
you can have good performances, but this shit could be whack at the same time.
Yeah.
You know? Donovan Mitchell had a great bubble run. You know what I'm saying? Certain players, you feel me? They were going crazy.
Is that fake for everybody?
That's what I mean. Is it fake for everybody or is it real for everybody?
Is it fake or you just
bubble?
It's fake. It's fake.
Everybody.
Imane says the bubble is 10,000% counts, and
counts. Cool,
it counts, but that doesn't was it.
So do we? All right. So you're an NBA ambassador. You cancel the whole season.
Oh no, they needed to make their money.
You got it. Yeah, you got to get that.
That was more of a financial thing. They didn't care about.
Here's the thing
season.
With that. LeBron said he wanted to play, so the league was like, okay.
Yeah,
if LeBron would have been like, we shouldn't have played.
Do you think if the Lakers were the last seed in the NBA, they wouldn't have put the bubble on? I think they would have put the bubble on no matter what. They needed to make that money. They needed that money.
And
not for nothing. I was about to say, not for nothing. My Lakers was hot. We was hot before the bubble.
Yeah.
Right.
Sad
before
that
the bubble.
It doesn't count. But okay, so counts. The Grizzlies number two.
It counts.
They're sitting at 35-22. Is Ja Morant fine in the West?
No, absolutely. He is not fine at all. That's a good cover-up. Good job, Ja. But you're not fine at all.
No.
You are not absolutely fine at all.
Yeah, no, I agree. And one team that we're not hearing a lot about, and they're sitting at the 3-seed right now, the Sacramento Kings need some goddamn respect.
They've been waiting. They've been waiting years to make the playoffs, and they're going in
right now
at 3.
It's crazy.
They're still a little sus to me. I'm not going to believe in them until I see them win a playoff.
Oh, for sure. They have first round.
I see them win a playoff series in the West. I'll be like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Then they're just fake.
I'm getting COVID season, or not bubble season, but the right after Knicks vibes. You know, 2021 Knicks vibes.
The Knicks got the four seed,
and then all of a sudden, you know, playoffs came and Julius Randle forgot what left and right was. I could see the same scenario with these guys. They're very unproven. They have no experience in the playoffs, any of them. So I don't know.
They built that team just to make the playoffs. They need to end that streak. I think it's been, I think it's been like 20 years. Like,
yeah, I think their best hope is that they come across a team like the Grizzlies, low-key.
And beat the shit out of them. I hope they do.
I would be.
I would literally laugh.
I know everybody hates the Grizzlies, but the Grizzlies will cook the shit out of the Kings.
I'm saying
most teams in the West.
They go 2-2. They go 2-2. Ed.
No, they're not gonna go 2-2.
They go 2-2.
Bro, I'll give them a game, bro. That's not gonna be no 6 or 7.
Bro, I hope not.
But then
John thinks shit just sweet and that they could run over
anything.
I'm not
saying
team.
That, but the Kings, nah. The Kings, nah.
Yeah, nah.
Don't
sleep on them. Nobody's bringing up the Suns. The Suns are
I'm going in order. Yeah, we got the Clippers and then Suns. Let's talk about the Suns first, I guess. They're just one game behind the Clips. 32-28. Obviously, that's going to improve once Kevin Durant is on the floor.
As long as Chris Paul's on that team, they're not getting ready.
You are a fucking Chris Paul player hater, bro.
They said Chris Paul was trying to get Melo on the Suns.
Of course it is.
That would actually be a good pickup because the Suns really don't have a bench, and that's their knock, in my opinion. The Suns' knock for me is they gave up a lot for Kevin Durant. So
are you going Melo or are you going like a Will Barton? I'm not going.
I would go for both. Fuck it. Wow. They don't have no. They have Cameron Payne as their backup. Is their sixth man? All right. Like who is there? Who is on their Torrey Morris? I mean Torrey Craig. Who else is on their?
I think he's gone. Right. Torrey Craig's not even with them anymore. I want to say
TJ Warren. Isn't it?
TJ Warren, TJ Warren now.
TJ Warren, right?
I forget the last time he was in a Suns uniform, his bubble.
Yeah, they got Torrey Craig.
That was bananas.
Pacers.
I was going to say.
He was a Sun before.
Oh, they
though,
did
right?
get Terrence Ross. That was somewhat.
Oh, they got Terrence Ross?
Yeah. That's a good pickup.
Actually, that's pretty damn good.
I want it.
I got to see them healthy first.
They're going to be tough, bro.
Yeah, they're going to be nasty. They're definitely going to be nasty. Damian Lee, I like as well on there. He's a good, like, he's seen success before. With
yeah,
the Warriors,
I don't hate that team.
No.
That bench isn't terrible.
It's not as bad as other teams' benches. I mean, you look, and then they just beat the Clippers the other day, right before the break.
Clippers got a deep bench, though.
But Bones Highland, bro, honestly, is not as good as he's not as good as I thought he was.
Huh?
He's a good player.
He's a shot chucker.
Fuck it.
He's a shot chucker.
Like every young player in the league.
Yeah, but you can't be.
Found it weird they traded him. It's not like he's in a contract year or anything. It's just like
he wanted out. I believe.
I know, but like young players always want out when they're not playing a lot. Like,
it's
you're
tough.
A playoff team and you're going to trade him to another playoff team. I found that really.
Yeah, I don't know. Especially if they end up. Suns are not making the finals. Book it. KD ain't that guy without Steph. That's bananas. Jawad. I don't know.
Who
about
said
that,
that bro?
Jawad. It has to be. He said book it.
He's an idiot.
He said book it. It has to be Jawad.
That's my thing. When I watch basketball, sometimes I say book it when they shoot.
That's great.
Jawad, if that was you, say book it again.
Yeah, no.
It was Jawad. I'm telling you. I looked on Facebook. It's Jawad.
KD's not that guy when I'm still.
Anytime somebody says book it, you know it's Jawad.
That's hilarious. But yeah, I mean, you look out west, it's way more stacked than the East in terms of teams that could actually compete for a championship.
Somebody literally said the words, the East is weak. I don't remember. Oh, it was Pat Bev. He was like, the East is weak. That's why I came to the East. He went to the Bulls, but he said it perfectly. The East is very weak this year in terms of championship contenders.
It's top heavy.
I mean, the Mavericks sitting 31-29. Sorry, I mean, but. What the hell is going on over there?
But would it be a surprise if they went on a run and couldn't make it?
They're going to go on a run, too. I think
like they have a really good team now.
It would, but like I don't think they move past round two.
From one to six, I can see any of those teams other than the Kings going.
Can you beat the Suns or the Nuggets? Then you're not getting past round two, in my opinion, because those are going to be the top two seeds.
They don't match up well with the Clippers at all. I mean, who are you going to have guard Kawhi Leonard and Paul George if you go up?
They're definitely preserving themselves for the playoffs. Like you could just tell how they're lining. Oh, the Clippers. It's how they're doing their lineups.
I mean, that's Kawhi always gets load management. So.
And look, I'm not putting nothing past the Warriors either. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned that.
Nothing past the Warriors.
Never.
I'm not.
That's not even. Never.
If they're healthy and they have a top six seed, you just know it's up. From there, period.
Even if they come in from the play-in,
they're only a game out of leaving the play-in.
Yeah, no, that's facts. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know about this next half for them, especially considering that this West is so stacked. Dev asks us, Knicks fans, what's your realistic outcome for the second half, and what do we feel?
I feel good about the Knicks.
I feel solid as well. We had our hardest stretch of the season right before the All-Star break, and they ended with the 3-game winning streak, and I believe they finished it like 700 or so record on that little like 15-game stretch, especially on the road. I was impressed, especially with Tom Thibodeau and the way he coached going into the All-Star break. I got to admit, I was a little wrong about that. But
yeah,
first 5 games on the, I got to see something from RJ.
The Knicks had a really good end to right before the All-Star break. They ended really hot. Jalen Brunson is on fire. Julius Randle is doing great. I mean, honestly, the whole Knicks team is doing really good except for RJ Barrett. And RJ Barrett is notorious for kicking it up in the second half. So that's what I've been saying. I said, RJ, you know, he's going to get it together. I'm still going to stand on. I'm still going to ride for my boy. I still think he gets it together in the second half. And if they do, the Knicks could be a, could take over as a fourth seed possibly.
Yeah, I mean, I look at the Knicks right now, and there's a lot of guys that kind of know their role, and that's what I feel like has happened to RJ, is that he doesn't know his role anymore. Now that Jalen Brunson's in the picture, and he has the ball in his hands so much, he really, I mean, you went from being a two, even at times a first option last season, to being a third man this year. Julius Randle is way better than he was last season, and now Jalen Brunson is spectacular, so it's really tough. And then you have Quentin Grimes, who's coming in, is playing great as well. He's going to require the ball in his hands as a shooter. So RJ's got to do something. He has to adapt to this role. And I think, you know, knowing that he's a second half guy, I think he'll find a way to contribute in some fashion. But if not, and second half, you know, he's still stinking it up, I may be out on him, depending the extent of the stinkage after the season.
He's got to stop shooting the ball. He's got to take it to the fucking rack. And that's what he's great at. He's great at driving. He's great at slashing and taking the ball to the rim.
Yeah.
Once you get your momentum up and you get your rhythm up from slashing, then you can go out in the corner and bang some threes once you're hot, you know?
Okay.
He needs to get back to that.
So Pelicans sitting 30 and 29, going back to the West. Them, the Timberwolves at 31 and 30, Warriors 29 and 29. And then the Thunder at 28 and 29. That's the play-in picture out West right now. That is going to shake up, right?
I think the Lakers sneak into that last
play. Oh, God. Don't tell me
why?
That.
How? What?
I mean, they're on two back.
AD's a bitch.
20 games to go.
AD's a bitch. As long as AD plays like a bitch, they're not going to win, though.
I think they'll sneak in. I mean, what is really winning if they get into the play? They're not winning if they get into
So they have to go, I believe, they need to win 16 of these last 23 games in order to get in?
Not necessarily. The Thunder could just play poorly. Like, they're two back. It's not like they're a whole – they're like a week from being in.
That's
three games. Like, it's – there's three – like, let's say there's an average of three games in a week. They're a week away.
So you think that the Warriors or Thunder are going to fall off that drastically?
I didn't say the Warriors. It would be the Thunder.
Honestly, I'm very impressed with the Thunder that they're 500 without what's his face?
Holmgren.
We play the Warriors on Thursday.
There you go. I mean, that's going to be a big game in terms
back
of
back. Oh, these next three games, we play the Warriors, the Mavs, and the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I don't think the Lakers make it. Right there. I'm not going to cap.
LeBron got his record.
Well, they'll play the Thunder, so that's
good. It's Warriors, Mavs, Grizzlies, Thunder, Timberwolves.
So we're going to say they
Warriors play. Again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, these are big games.
They got three against the
Grizzlies
Rockets.
After that again.
Let's not forget the Thunder just smacked them around on the night LeBron got the title.
Like, first seven after.
LeBron got the scoring title in a loss to Oklahoma City.
We lost by 2 points.
Lost.
It's a loss.
I know. I'm just saying. You said
they play the Magic a lot. And
no, but it was more about LeBron scoring the record than it was winning the game.
Yeah, I was mad as hell. I
looked back and I'm like, back on it.
This guy lost on beating the getting the record. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's cool though. He got the record. What's it matter?
I have no idea.
I'm not saying I hope they sneak in. I think
the Lakers. I mean, I don't
would love for them not to. But.
Yeah, Harry, I couldn't tell you what that comment actually means, bro. I'm sorry. But, I mean, the Jazz right now, 29-31. I feel like they could sneak in comparison to these other guys. They had a hot streak, obviously, at the beginning of the season. And I don't know. I feel like they're a team that is better than the Thunder right now. I feel like they could find a way before the Lakers do.
Ooh.
The Jazz.
I don't.
Yeah, I agree.
They had their little hot run. I think it's over for them.
I think they've already kind of passed expectations. They were supposed to be one of the worst teams in the league, and they're
so they're just gonna lay down and die when they have this momentum.
Oh no, I'm not saying
you have all the momentum in the world. If other teams are better than you, they beat you.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying that they're better than these other teams that we're looking at in the play-in right now. I think they're better than the Thunder.
Bro, the Thunder are nice, bro. They're not.
But the Jazz, I think, are ultimately
team. Just the Thunder? Because they're not better than the Timberwolves. They're not better than the Warriors. They're not better than the Pelicans.
I'd say it'd be really close in a play-in game with the Timberwolves. I think that could go either
way. I think just depends on the game. I think. It's a one game. I think he can just take over and do whatever he wants.
Wolves piss me off, man. I really can't fuck
that team should be so much better than they are.
They really piss me off.
Why do you think that?
Because they have Anthony Edwards.
They have three great players on
the team. They have two greats and a really good player.
have two solid bigs. Like,
two bigs.
No, they should have never made that Gobert.
Edwards is an amazing competitor and player.
Either way,
like, that's who I want the Knicks to trade for. I want him to become a disgruntled star. So we could fleece the fucking Wolves out of fucking Anthony Edwards.
Oh, Anthony Edwards.
I would take that all day. AE ain't coming to New York. That'd be lit, for real.
Trade RJ, huh?
I'll trade RJ for Anthony Edwards real quick, bro.
He came out and said what he said. That was pretty impressive.
Get his lefty shooting ass out of here.
Very mature for a star, Anthony Edwards. I think he was like, he literally said, like, I guess it was like, in theory, what Kobe kind of said his whole career, like, we shouldn't be taking games off.
Yeah.
For Anthony Edwards in his third year to come out and say that proves a lot to me.
No, he's definitely like a guy that wants to win basketball games. Like,
yeah,
he's
and got, it's unfortunate
that when he said that. Years I was just, wow, he really wants to play ball.
Yeah.
And you don't hear players say that, you know? So I agree with Andy with that.
Yeah, I mean,
I have a soft spot for Anthony.
I was going to say, not like, no pun intended here, but he's got like actually that dog.
He does have that dog.
Like, he's one of those guys that has that killer instinct, and I think he could take his game up a notch. So,
for sure.
If he gets out of Minnesota.
I love the pun.
All right, so let's move on. Enough NBA talk because we're almost wrapping up soon. Let's talk about some NFL stuff that has happened over the past week or so. So Derek Carr met with the Jets, and apparently it went really well. So, do we think that the Jets are better off with Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers? Because that looks like the two most likely guys that will be playing quarterback for them next year.
I think they're going to go after Derek Carr, and I think Aaron Rodgers is going to wind up in Las Vegas. I mean, because
I think Rodgers is waiting to say anything.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers wants to go to the Jets.
Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's either he stays in Green Bay or he goes to Vegas.
That's what he's waiting for.
I think Carr is ultimately better, though. I'm not gonna lie. Like, in terms of what he
hell no, I don't know about that, bro.
I mean, at this age,
I don't know about
he's
that,
about to go bro. Back with Devonta. You're fucked.
No, Aaron Rodgers.
Fuck.
No,
you're bucked.
Aaron Rodgers has a lot of football left in him. I wouldn't surprise me as 2-3.
You really putting Derek Carr over Aaron Rodgers?
No, I think Derek Carr is better for the Jets because I don't think Aaron Rodgers in New York is gonna would work at all. Because I mean.
I can't. The thing is, like, I could see Derek Carr going to the Jets, and I don't think they're going to be great, but I could see them being, like, okay. I could see Aaron Rodgers going to the Raiders and the Raiders being piss poor still.
Fair.
That's the only thing. I think there's the ceiling. Like, the ceiling and floor is more, like, even for Derek Carr, and the floor of Aaron Rodgers is way lower.
Yeah, but are the Jets really looking for an even floor? I mean,
the Jets.
I think they're going to make the Derek Carr move anyway. I don't think Rodgers.
Like, I think they're going to make the Carr move, and they're just going to make the playoffs because that's what Joe Douglas needs. He just needs to get in, and even if he loses first round, he could say, you know, over my 4 years as being the Jets GM, we made the playoffs. I think he really needs that.
I agree with you. I think just making the playoffs would be enough for them.
Yeah.
And for the Raiders, I mean, not that not making the playoffs would be good for them, but if you get Aaron Rodgers and you have Devontae Adams, I know from experience you got to win the Super Bowl. Like, you can't just barely skate by.
And they got a kind of, and what the Raiders got a solid defense too.
It's getting better.
It's definitely getting better. Raiders defense is mid.
Don't be surprised.
I'm not saying they're ass, but they're mid.
Jacobs also a free agent. So
if they get Aaron Rodgers, every single pick will be different.
If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to the Jets though. I need Garrett Wilson. I need that defense.
I don't think he wants to deal with New York, man.
I want the atmosphere.
I don't think he does though.
Playing for the Jets is different than playing for the Giants. I'm gonna tell you that right now. When it comes to the media, it's a lot easier with the Jets. The fans are a lot lovable on the Jets. The Jets fans love their team a lot more than the Giants fans. If the sun goes down on the Giants, you're gonna get fucking ridiculed.
Anything you do in New York's magnified times 10. Everybody knows that. He does a lot of things that already gets magnified pretty high. So I don't know if he wants that constant look over your shoulder.
Vegas is.
Plus, I think the Devontae Adams thing. I mean, he wants to play.
He wants to play with Devontae.
Dev actually worded it great. The youngins on the Jets need a leader, and Carr is more willing to do that than
that's
Aaron
Rodgers. That's a very fair thing.
I think
Aaron Rodgers is that's the thing. Aaron Rodgers is not coming to your team to
he's
be a leader.
No,
he's what? Coming he's to win Super Bowls.
Like,
question. What are you going to do if Aaron Rodgers stays in Green Bay?
He's not. There's no way the Packers can actually consider
Bro, you know how many times I've heard that from Packers fans?
Bro, like, that's the last every 5 years. He stays on the Packers every time.
But every single time. This is You know the cycle thing where Aaron Rodgers, we're at right here on the graph.
The difference is we missed playoffs this year, so it can only get worse. Like, what are you looking back on? Another year where you barely make the playoffs or miss the playoffs? Like, no.
Y'all losing the playoffs too. What are you talking about?
That's why it's time to move on. Everybody, I think all the things that have come out, everybody knows they're not just considering letting him go.
So what are you
going to
do if he stays?
I mean, what do you want me to do? I'm still going to root for the team, but I don't think there's a chance that he's the quarterback. You can clip this. There is no shot he's playing quarterback week one.
All right.
It's going to be Jordan Love and or if Jordan Love.
This is just a cycle of what Brett Favre did to y'all.
Again, and how'd that work out for Brett Favre?
He got traded when he didn't want to play no
more. Yeah, and he never made it. He made it to a conference championship and had one of the worst plays.
They were nice.
It was nice. Yeah.
With, all the Vikings was tough.
The Vikings of Brett Favre was so tough.
What were the Packers doing when Brett Favre was in New York and in Minnesota? They won a Super Bowl and they were making conference championships. So.
You don't know if Jordan Love's that guy, though. You sound so confident in Jordan Love, bro.
When Brett Favre left, what happened that year after Brett Favre left? Like, what did Green Bay
do? The year after was Rodgers' first time. They did go 6-10. But the year after that, they won the Super Bowl.
So, he hasn't done anything since.
But throw 5,000.
You might not think conference championships are like anything. There's a lot of teams that don't make the conference championship any year. Every year.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
And they did it a lot. Like, look, they should have won Super Bowls, but.
And, what's going on, Tim? Thanks for coming into the stream. Why is everyone, not us specifically, but everyone in the media dissing Justin Fields? Yeah, so the Bears are taking.
I want him to come to the Niners.
Bro, that would be fantastic.
You said what?
Niners.
Why is everybody dissing Justin
Fields? As far as what?
Yeah, what's that?
Like, they're. Well, I mean, I don't know exactly what context Tim is talking about, but they are kind of like the Bears are just writing him off. Like,
yeah,
the why Bears, even look to trade him? I get that you have what they've been wanting the first pick, right?
No, it's not that we diss Justin Fields. Is that Bears fans and certain other I wouldn't say casuals, but certain other fans in the NFL
overrated.
Be glazing the fuck out of Justin Fields, and the Bears have the worst fucking record in the NFL. If you are like that. There's no fucking way you would let your team be the worst team in the fucking league, period.
Yeah, you at least win like 6 games.
I don't know, man.
You better win at least 6 or 7 games. You're really him.
I don't think it's reasonable to be moving on from Aaron Rodgers from Justin Fields already, though.
Yeah,
I don't think so either. But
I think they just got to build around him.
At the same time,
you got to give him, you know what it is? You got to give him that Jalen treatment. See if he can. You could put some pieces around him.
They're not competent enough.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying, because I've seen Ed's face. Listen,
don't compare everybody.
No, I'm not.
No, you can't. Don't do that, bro.
Look, what was we saying about Justin Fields? What was we saying?
He
needs what?
But that's a piss poor organization. It's not an Eagles organization.
I know,
though.
But I'm saying you gotta see if he can put those pieces.
Yeah,
around.
You gotta put
if he can actually real quarterback.
They're not gonna do that. It's
I
the
think
Bears.
That's what it is.
It's the Bears. It doesn't matter what they.
They gotta see if he can be an actual quarterback other than just fucking running the ball every play.
He can't because he doesn't line. Yeah. It's just the Bears. They're just a piss poor organization. They're the
Bears. I don't trust them at all.
You're both right.
That's the thing. Like,
we're both right. Like, nobody's wrong.
At Justin Fields and I'm like, wow, he set a rushing record for a quarterback while also having a garbage offensive line and no healthy receivers. Like, that's impressive. And they look at it as like, oh, wow, his trade stock just got up. We should look at what he's worth.
Yeah that's
like,
foul.
I don't think that's, yeah, like, that's because
where can he go?
Niners?
I mean, yeah, that would. If the Niners make a trade for Justin Fields, honestly, you're in a way better spot,
bro,
than you were at any point this year.
That'd be tough. That would absolutely be tough.
The fact and that I the Bears are even
don't think I'll go to that game with you anymore. I don't think I'll go
Justin
to that
Fields
game with you anymore.
Coming to
on the Niners would be fire.
That would Justin Fields that. On San Francisco would be the dream of what they wanted Trey Lance to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
That'd be
that really,
super tough. Because what? Brock is out for the whole season next year, right?
He'll be back, but it's like,
nah,
is
he'll
he
be
that
back.
Guy?
We don't know. We don't know.
You don't know if he's that guy.
If you're going into the season with Brock Purdy, something went wrong.
Yeah.
I think they'll do a lot.
I agree.
I think Trey is
keep that
starting.
Same energy for Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I don't know who does
Trevor
like
Lawrence
Trevor
that made the playoffs this year. Like, what do you want?
Trevor
what
Lawrence else? Is balling this year.
Not talk about that guy.
Wait.
I don't even know what you like mean by that. That's what I'm checking right now.
Trevor Lawrence made the playoffs in his way. Second season of the league.
That was
so.
Charles. I don't really get that. We never really slandered Trevor Lawrence. I mean,
never.
I said that Justin Fields was on a level of him, but I mean, I was wrong for the end of the second half of this year. Yeah, but
that was one of your wrong
things. Around him, just how good of a quarterback he could be. Trevor Lawrence is ahead of Justin Fields in the process of a team around him.
What does he mean he had a number one pick?
Oh, the Jaguars had the number one pick this year. Yeah, and they took a defender. Jamon that didn't really directly help Trevor Lawrence at all.
Walker wasn't really.
He was good. No,
he was solid. Trevon
had a
really
decent year, but
it was under the radar in terms of his production because Aiden Hutchinson was just so much. And honestly, Kayvon Thibodeau was questionably better than him this season. But that's an argument that people don't.
He was better than him. What the fuck? What the fuck did Trayvon Walker do this year? He didn't do shit.
He had a couple poor recoveries.
How many sacks he get?
Oh no, he's not a. That's why I wasn't sure why he was the number one pick. He's not a sack guy. Like he doesn't get that many sacks. Which is why I wasn't 100% sure why they took him number
one. He's a good player, but I don't think he deserved that number one pick.
He's not a franchise cornerstone. No. And Tim says Derek Carr predictions. Yeah, we just talked about Derek Carr. We think he'll ultimately end up with the Jets. That's what we thought. What's going on, James? Thanks for dropping in, bro. We appreciate you tuning in. You were Moneyline Madness the other night. Thanks for coming back. And
what up, James?
Boys, we appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
Trevor Lawrence in the last 8-9 weeks of the year was a top three quarterback.
I'll give him no.
Wait, playoffs. He threw four interceptions. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Like,
he was good.
He was great.
Top three.
I mean, obviously, one's Mahomes. Two is Jalen Hurts. Three is Joe did he Burrow. Play better than Joe Burrow? Like, I don't think so.
Josh
Sorry.
Allen was pretty decent toward the end.
I would say he questionably was better than Josh Allen. Josh Allen's decision making as good as Trevor Lawrence in the second half of the year.
Bro, y'all be trying to downplay Josh Allen so much, man. Josh Allen is the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's the second
best quarterback in the NFL.
Hit that top. No. Hit that top left.
Second best quarterback in the NFL.
He's the second best.
The second best.
He's better than Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man. I was talking to a friend about the same thing.
I don't care.
He set my friend up. Said the same thing. He said these takes are going to age poorly. And honestly, I do see a scenario because Josh Allen, all that really was wrong with him this season was his decision making.
That's a big part of the game.
No, it is, but it's important.
That's a quarterback. That's
easily improved.
My takes can't come out always good money most of the time.
Huh?
I hit like 80% my takes. So Josh Allen, number two quarterback in the NFL. I stand on that.
Sorry.
Mahomes, Hurts, Burrow, top three. I think that's kind of undisputed. Yeah. I can't even lie
that
to you.
That guy's in his
Burrow has outperformed Allen.
Don't forget how good Lamar is.
And Lamar as well, but we didn't get to see him. We're talking the second half of this season. But
that first half of the season, Lamar was
real tough.
Yeah, I mean, we see how far arm talent takes you without decision making, as this comment says, Derek Carr in that same scenario. So it's an issue. It's an issue. And Josh Allen.
No, I think actually Derek Carr has decent decision making. His arm talent is actually not good. Like, he can make some throws, but he's not consistent enough.
I don't know. I might be I might be getting swayed by the kid that keeps quoting our highlight on Twitter by Derek Carr's
arm. Gone.
Shout out to that.
That one player ran with that shit.
Bro, shout out to this kid, Derek Carr's burner on Twitter. He finds a video we posted of Derek Carr flicking the ball to Devontae Adams. It was like a 50-yard touchdown, and he has quoted it 14 times in his arguments against other people.
I'm going to look at the update.
That's it's fantastic. It's basically every day I get a notification that he's arguing with somebody and used our video like, oh, no, Carr is a good arm. I might just be getting swayed by his his opinion here. I don't know.
Real quick, is that a thing where, like, that guy will follow him to wherever he plays next season? Like, is there people that just follow players in the NFL?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, Derek Carr is kind of a crazy guy.
Yeah, I would.
LeBron fan.
Yeah, LeBron fans, I guess.
No, LeBron's the greatest. Like, one of the – I think he's the greatest.
You're a Derek Carr stan? That's kind of – I don't know, bro. That's kind of crazy.
People are weird like that, man.
What do we think of Jalen Hurts? I mean, Jalen Hurts is a franchise quarterback, and they're going to pay him about $55 million very soon.
Very soon.
So,
I need to see one more year.
And they're going to have to pay him. You heard what A.J. Brown said today.
He said, you see where he's staying. Looks like he's staying.
You either pay him or you better ship me off to wherever he's going if you don't.
Absolutely.
Straight up. And I don't blame him.
He's not getting shipped off anywhere.
Y'all going to have to pay that man something nice.
Paid He's getting paid. I'm pretty sure CJ get paid. AJ Brown get paid. By Miles Sanders off to the Dolphins, my boy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss you. No homo.
If you have a good somewhat playoff run, it's a guarantee. Yeah. And you're going into fantasy, it's guaranteed.
That will be a good. That's a good little situation over there for him. I mean, we play the Dolphins too, so. That'd be a good look for him.
Can we talk about Saquon and Daniel Jones?
Yeah, let's talk about Danny Jones.
What's going on with them?
Wanting $45 million.
Yeah, what's going on there?
This is a sick Negro.
Yeah.
This is how negotiations work, my friend. The one side starts slow, the other side starts high, and they meet in the middle, right? That's how you
I remember
the Giants aren't starting low.
I remember
they're starting at an outlandish number already.
I remember Corey.
The 35 is the number I
that's
think they
crazy.
Like, that's a number
I
already.
Remember Corey saying earlier in the season, yeah, Danny Dimes gonna take a pay cut so Saquon can. You're wrong.
I said he's gonna take a team friendly deal. And
team friendly
his agent. His agent was about to get him that team friendly, and Daniel Jones said, "Fuck no, hell no, we ain't about to do this." Let's see what y'all can hire him.
And something that really, really sucks is that our hand might be forced to put a franchise tag on him if need be, and then come
back.
We're
gonna have to put a franchise tag on Daniel Jones, and we might have to let Saquon walk too.
That's crazy,
bro.
Is that we're gonna have to do that, and then Saquon goes when we could franchise tag Saquon for the $10.8 million?
Look at him stressing.
Oh, no. 100% from should stress. This is
stressful. It's horrible. Stressful shit, man. I don't know what you're going to do.
I really thought about it yesterday. I said to myself, I looked myself in the mirror and I was like, there's a scenario where Jones and Saquon both walk and we're going into 2023 with Tyrod Taylor and quarterback.
No, you want to talk
to Taylor.
We will have to. We will get somebody big.
I've literally been talking about this with Jawad and them, literally, because they Giants fans, and I'm like, they're like, yeah, we're going next year. Let's see the schedule. Yeah, we're going to win at least 10 games again. Yeah, 10 games again. That shit drops to Danny Dimes. I'm like, y'all can wipe that 10 games goodbye.
Yeah, that's all.
You're going to wipe them goodbye if y'all ain't coming up with a good decision money.
It's not worth like pushing all your chips to the table. Like, they haven't proven enough. Obviously, we all know that. They had a really good year this year, but like, at the standard, they weren't great, and like Daniel Jones hasn't showed that he can be great already anyway. So like,
at all,
I'm not saying you should reset, but in terms of the smart move, it's probably the way you're gonna have to go, because like, you want to get into the situation Dallas is in right now. Like,
what do you want? What do you want, Corey? Like, what do you want? You got Danny and you got Saquon. What do you want?
I think we could still get both.
I think
do you want both
what do you
at those
want?
Prices, though?
No, what do I want? Charles. I want Saquon at 13 a year, and I want Daniel at 30.
Yeah, 32. Daniel Jones is getting $40 million a year.
It's happening. That's like,
he's getting at least 40.
Well, I see Charles.
39.
No, he's not, though. He's Charles not getting 40. Clement. Tell me a team that's paying $40 million a year right now for Daniel Jones. Tell me.
The perfect name. He named him before. There's a team. There's plenty of teams that are desperate out there to find somebody. All you need is one team. Literally, all you need is one
Panthers.
Team. Anybody. Frank Reich loves the quarterback.
Let me see that.
I'm serious.
Calling out good ass.
You're throwing out good ass teams right now.
We have no choice.
Exactly. You're throwing out teams right now that will absolutely be like, Danny, come here.
40 mil.
You're gonna get you're doing
40 mil. Actually, y'all were just talking so much shit about how you would never pay Daniel Jones $40 million a year. Now you're saying there's plenty of teams I will pay Daniel Jones $40 million a year.
That's what y'all saying.
Y'all being hypocrites. Y'all playing the narrative and like Danny Jones and fucking Saquon walk, and I'm not fucking buying it.
Yeah.
It's gonna make me re-throw up, nigga.
I mean, Charles said,
"Get them both, damn it, bro."
Yeah, Charles said that he thinks the Giants are going to sign Daniel Jones 5 years, $45 million.
I hope y'all do.
I hope y'all do. I am going to laugh.
I really
swear to God.
I really think that not 45, but I think we're going to unfortunately end up at $38 million a year.
That is nasty.
It's nasty.
I would be mad at 38.
They're trying to get
you. You want to be mad at 38?
Don't ever do that.
But look, y'all, And then you're saying, oh, there's 6-7 teams that would gladly give Daniel Jones $40 million.
For y'all, we're not talking about the other teams. The other teams will do it.
No, I'm saying, okay, Daniel, let me see another team that's going to put up 40 on your head.
You don't really would?
Like, you're acting like Atlanta really won't throw a bag at him.
They don't have no quarterback.
Saints
don't have no quarterback.
You're bugging. What?
Tampa Bay, Atlanta, Carolina,
the Jets,
New Orleans. Like, there's a lot of teams.
The Jets, bro, they will throw a bag at him. They'd be like, what, 45, 50? You talking about negotiating. This is what happens in the NFL. They will throw a bag at him, and he will be like, if y'all not trying to counter that, then it's a wrap. And you know that. You just don't want to fucking tag him. And it's
we're
okay.
Gonna tag him at 31 a year. And if anybody wants to fucking pay 40, you're gonna give us 2 round fucking first for it. So let me see that.
You're not getting 2 rounds. Please. You're getting
we'll tag them. No, that's the rules. If you tag them and somebody out offers your tag and you and the Giants let them go, yeah, two first rounders. Let me see somebody put up 40 a year and give up two first rounders. Let me see it.
You gotta tag him first.
Yeah,
you
gotta
We would at that point. It's at 31.5 million.
Anything over 20 to 25 is crazy.
Wait, I thought the franchise tag was somewhere in the
No. What he's saying is the non-exclusive tag. It's different.
Where the non-exclusive tag is 31.5 a year.
Over your tag.
The exclusive tag is 40 something though, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I'm gonna do the non-exclusive 31.5. And please, if one of y'all motherfuckers is dumb enough to pay $40 million a year for Daniel Jones, then give us two first rounders.
He's not even worth 30 though.
Run it.
Yeah, I know he's not even worth like quarterback.
He wants that, and he's not even worth that.
He wants Kyler Murray money.
Listen, absolutely not. This is the take. That's him getting 45 years equivalent of the Rudy Gobert shit, bro, in the NBA. He will fuck the league up.
The moment Dak got his contract, it was ruined. But this now, ruined it this more. Is gonna work, make it even worse because like Lamar's contract is gonna be the Ravens priced themselves out by waiting. Like you're getting to a point where, I mean, every young Trevor Lawrence when he hits, Burrow when he, I think he already got his extension, but Allen's
got his. I'm
not 100% sure. Burrow? Either way, it would be stupid to sign them now because just wait till Lamar's contract. It's gonna be they're gonna be making 60, 70 million a year in no time. Like it's the cap always goes up.
That's crazy.
It sucks. Like backups are gonna be making 20s. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. He put that pressure on y'all.
He is.
No, Daniel Jones is playing this perfectly.
Bro, he's doing it right. He's negotiating the right way. Like you gotta start high, and I don't see him even getting close. He's not getting 40 a year. It's not happening. And no team is giving him 40 a year. I'm sorry, guys.
30, though. He shouldn't even be
getting
20.
Kirk Cousins is getting 35. Let's be Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins also threw how many touchdowns this year?
Kirk Cousins is a
but he also got beat 4, by Daniel Jones and outplayed by Daniel Jones.
Stop. No, he's not wrong. But in that one game,
I'm talking about for the whole season.
Kirk Cousins is a solid.
But the whole season led up to that one game in which he got eliminated by Daniel Jones. So
give him Kirk Cousins money because he beat Kirk Cousins.
Do you want to wind up like the Vikings?
I mean,
you're consistently no choice. In the play. Like,
you do have a choice. He's not no franchise quarterback.
So where do the Giants go if they don't get Daniel Jones back?
Remember, you're
in the rebuild years.
That's all we are.
That's the issue. So we need to keep the quarterback, or else we have to start the rebuild all over again.
Yeah,
the moment they decline this fifth-year option, they set themselves up.
Y'all might as well start that whole damn rebuilding process all over.
Maybe we could fleece the Bears again for another first.
Maybe run back and then go searching for that. So go searching for that quarterback.
Go find yourself a top 10 pick. Make a deal for it.
The Bears are very willing to open to trade for that first pick.
Come on, bro. Like, you could go very willing to trade it. From fucking Florida State or some shit. You got Dan Jones from Duke. Like, come on. Like,
Will Levis, Kentucky.
He ain't going to know.
Same colored uniform.
So what team has been in the situation that the Giants have been in and then drafted the quarterback and tried to go with that and seen success? Name me a team.
I don't have either way.
I mean, Dallas.
Graphic memory to look that up. You know, I don't know. But
there's nobody that has went then through the draft and instantly seen success. That
if only you could prepare years ahead by drafting a quarterback.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, what?
2 years.
What? It took him 2 years.
He's right though. New England did try to set themselves up.
Patty. 2 years.
Yeah, it's fair.
Okay, so these are generational quarterbacks.
You just saying, you just asked the question.
So you're betting, you'd be safer bet. You think it's a better bet to try and find a generational talent, a literal needle in a haystack, than just pay somebody who's
he's not giving Daniel Jones 40 fucking 5 million. He's not getting 35.
He's not getting 30. Anything?
He's getting like 40.
He's gonna get 33 and a half a
that's
year.
Still like bad, I said. Bro. That's not good. No, like,
3 years, 100 million. Run it. Give me it.
You would not
right
ask.
Now. I'll take that right now for Daniel Jones.
Didn't know there's somebody out there dumb enough to.
Y'all would be terrible GMs. Bro.
His agent's not. I guarantee.
Not terrible at all, bro.
When Daniel Jones accepts that, and then 3 years from now we come back and we're like, wow, quarterback average is making about $45 million. Daniel Jones is actually only making.
Yeah, but what have you done?
Is we're going to see Daniel comes in next year.
Quarterbacks you're talking about that got that back.
That's going to be then the Joe Burrows and everything like that.
Yeah, that so are better
not on their level. Yeah,
so you're taking the bet. You have no choice because then you have to.
You
start
do have
over.
A choice. Don't sign him again,
bro. I
and
am
you're
not
just starting over,
bro. You're already rebuilding, bro.
In theory, I am not paying him. Anyway?
Daniel Jones has not shown me anything like wow.
The
like,
Giants
to keep
don't
him.
Even have a top 20 pick. What are we gonna do?
Well, hey, bro,
that's how trades
fucking
work.
Throw your what's the shit?
Like that's
throw
the
your,
best they're gonna be.
Throw
able
your
to
coins
do, like.
In a fucking bucket, bro. That's what you gotta do. Like straight up.
So you guys have no reasonable explanation as to what the Giants can pivot from Daniel Jones,
bro. You're already rebuilding, bro. You're already rebuilding.
So get rid of the two pieces that you have that have actually
worked.
No,
keep. I'm saying keep. Give Saquon his.
There's a lot of options that Daniel Jones we could do besides Daniel Jones if we didn't get Daniel.
Mo gave you the best option. Just exclusive, non-exclusive. Tag him. Let somebody take him. Take the picks and then go sign a free agent. You'll probably get
we could trade up to that number one pick too. We could trade for Aaron Rodgers. We could trade for Lamar Jackson.
Exactly the same. Like you're probably going
to
get
never
similar.
Been the team to take that leap.
Yeah, they don't like that quarterback.
Never doing that.
Well, we have a different front office. We don't know what we're capable of now.
I think it just all comes down to John Mara. That's yeah.
The closest y'all got to a black quarterback is Geno and Tyrod Taylor, which they haven't even almost Whoa. Seen the field.
Josh Johnson was Eli's backup in 2016. He needs that respect. But yeah, other than that,
his ass ain't play. Who the hell is that? Josh Johnson, the dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that Josh
guy.
Johnson.
That guy.
Well, okay.
Y'all gonna have a terrible offseason, man. I feel bad.
No,
for
this
y'all.
Definitely went from. A
you don't think
off
so?
Season to a really
it went from guy. Yeah, we're rebuilding to damn, we got to rebuild.
It went worst case scenario.
We're also a one good off season away from being contenders in the Super Bowl. So if everything works out and we do our fucking thing like we did last year, we will be contenders in the fucking Super Bowl. I mean, contenders in the NFC.
If you give Daniel Jones all that bread and Saquon go somewhere,
if Saquon walks, it's so over for y'all.
Remember that?
And you know it. If Saquon leaves,
is that true?
You're gonna give. Yes,
absolutely. All year you were saying that was your offense.
We're not doing that.
All year you were saying Saquon was your offense. Were you not?
Absolutely.
Now Saquon's not your offense.
Absolutely.
You look at in the past 5 years, none of these teams have had a quarterback making above $10 million.
We're talking about Saquon being our team.
You mean linebacker?
Yo, the way you try to drift off this shit.
Did you mean quarterback or running back?
Running back.
Yeah, that's
none of these teams that Amen. Have been in the Super Bowl have been paying their running
right.
backs. And Aaron Jones just took a pay cut.
But
what do we look like giving him this?
Yeah, that's a fact. But
running backs, you're right.
Was your offense, though?
That's what we're trying to get.
That's
Aaron Jones up. Wasn't the offense.
Aaron Jones didn't get used in it. No, he didn't get used in
yeah, like
he did. He did his running and shit and all that. But that was Aaron Rodgers.
I was giving Saquon 30 fucking carries,
25 plus within the first like 3 games.
So we're gonna pay him.
I think there's a pivot.
Give him his bread and keep your solid running back. Go get you still got your, you're going to sign Hogginshins, whatever his name is.
We already signed him.
Yeah, right? So, boom. Y'all good. Y'all got your solid running back in y'all little
Yeah, defense
little
is solid.
Yes.
So it's like,
go get a somebody
a Jimmy
that
G. Go, like, literally go
gonna,
get a decent
who, really,
guy.
Really, really, on some real shit, like, in the draft, right? I think this class of quarterbacks really are pretty good. Definitely.
I don't think Okay, so I don't think a star running back is necessary in order to see success in the NFL.
That's a good idea. There's a chance.
There's good running backs in the draft.
But what is?
I don't think you need a superstar in order to have a good
Daniel
team.
Jones? He is not a. It's not an asset.
That
to
has
you
nothing
guys.
To do with.
No,
that.
You just said.
Wait, talking about quarterbacks and running backs. Talking about running backs.
I know he's saying. Okay. He's saying because I'm saying get rid of Daniel Jones. That no running back has seen success without a quarterback. Understandable. What I'm saying is you have that running back was your whole offense.
Okay.
So go get somebody that is as solid as Daniel Jones or even that could be better than him and keep Saquon.
Newsflash, everybody. Okay. We're keeping both. All right. And we're going to get another
great wide receiver. Believe that.
Well, if you want to believe that, I think you're set up for a Dallas situation.
That's what I'm saying. My world isn't exploded.
You're not going to hear it. Corey wants to live in this little fucking la la land where he keeps this whole fucking team for a long time so they can rebuild. It's not going to happen. You obviously see what's
their best option is honestly to, I guess, give Saquon the tag and then just go get a quarterback that's. Yes.
I'm not convinced on paying a running back big money.
That's cool. If you were going to do that, that's all about franchise.
I'd rather keep Daniel Jones on a tag and let Saquon walk than the other way around because most successful teams in the NFL don't pay their running backs over $10 million a year.
No, I think no matter
that's such a huge thorn in your salary cap when you pay running back over $10 million.
But what is Daniel Jones for y'all without Saquon?
Between what Matt said is you're right. You don't need a good running back to win a Super Bowl. You need a good quarterback. And is Daniel Jones getting you there?
No, probably not.
Yeah. So, like, you have to make that decision.
What me and Ed is saying, that Daniel Jones ain't doing nothing. That was Saquon doing that. Saquon had that on his back. He had that. He was carrying y'all.
And even then, running backs can only get you so far. I don't think with a running back.
That's a fact. We're not saying that.
We're saying
you don't keep Daniel Jones, though.
That's what we're saying.
If Saquon walks, then you have to look at any option of Daniel Jones. You can't look at, we have to keep Danny if Saquon's
gone. No, you're good. Then you're going to have to keep him. Then keep him. If that's what y'all think, letting Saquon go is smart. Then keep Daniel Jones and see where you get.
The smart decision.
We're going to get to the playoffs and pass the first round again. That's what the fuck is going to happen if we get Daniel Jones back.
I really don't have an issue if both of them walk. I can't even lie to you. I really am.
Corey lives in this fucking la la land, bro.
Saquon's gone, that team's a 4-12.
I was la la in when we said we could make the playoffs. I was la la when we said we could win 10 games.
We're giving
la 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 la.
That's the thing, Corey. You try to like reverse psychology shit. That shit don't work with me.
La 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 la.
You did a good.
I always sound crazy when I make my take, but when it comes true, then it's just regular degular.
That you can count on that can play. Now
it's
you got
always la la until it comes true.
Might fucking leave, and that's what you was just stressing earlier. So stop. You were just.
Stop.
Realize that you could either lose both of them or you lose them one or the other. That's what you need to realize.
I believe in my GM. I believe in my front office, and pressure makes diamonds.
GM thinks he's
period. I believe in my GM. I believe in my head coach. I believe in my offensive and defensive coordinator. By the way, you lost both of yours. Even though they're just getting a free ride anyway on the Mickey Mouse.
No, Corey, when this shit happened, please fucking answer your phone because I am FaceTiming. And don't,
I really hope
and do not and week. Do not answer my call. Answer that shit and say fuck you in angle like you did when we beat y'all in the playoffs. Just do that. Just do that. That's all I want you to do. Just hang up and be like, fuck you, Dimitri. Right. Just like you did. Because when it happens, you know I'm calling you first. Cause you got the hottest takes, and you always think that this shit happens, and it's gonna go down.
La la until I'm right. I don't know. That's all I gotta say.
Both of them not being on the job, like I still think that
that's cool. That's cool.
And guess what? That would be a real good rebuilding for you guys to see what
you
guys
have
can
unlimited
do.
Money. At that
exactly.
Point.
Sure. So now and let's go out and do whatever we want.
And what I'm saying is, then you could go and get a quarterback like not Derek Carr, but then somebody that you think could take at least lead your team.
His name.
Aaron Rodgers?
No, Jimmy G.
Oh, Jimmy G.
He'll get you 7 wins. Like, that's fine.
Even Geno, I would take.
Literally, they'll get you where you need to be into, like.
Geno is interested in Tampa. I did think that. I said that last week. I was first on Geno.
Yeah, you were. You came on Moneyline Madness, and you were very clear.
He told the Seattle Seahawks staff that he would like to come back as long as he kept his quarterbacks coach, and then that coach went to Tampa.
I'm right.
And they need a quarterback. So we'll see. We'll see. But all right, I think that's about to wrap us up for tonight. We appreciate everybody for coming out, tuning in. Imane, Double R, Tim, Dev, everybody. James, appreciate you guys for coming in. Thank you for all the support. Moneyline Madness will be back later on this week. And yeah, don't forget to drop a like, subscribe, and follow us on all platforms. We will catch you guys next week. Peace.